News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time for an update on what's happening in the College Station Public School District. And Chuck Glenwinkle visiting with us this afternoon. First of all, the inspiration for the conversation got your email about the retirement reception coming up for Dr. Eddie Colson.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Next Thursday, I believe it's May 22nd, College Station ISD is going to host a retirement reception for Dr. Eddie Colson. As everyone knows, he recently announced his retirement. Will be effective in June. And so we want to honor him, and we're going to have it over at A&M Consolidated High School. It's open to the public, free admission. Come on in. Give Eddie your well wishes, and it starts at 5:30. There'll be a brief program at 6 o'clock. Just a couple local community members are going to speak, and there'll be finger foods and, you know, just a normal reception right there in the A&M Consolidated main entrance foyer, which is on the east side of A&M Consolidated High School.
And again, that starts at 5:30.
That's correct. 5:30, the doors open, program at 6, and we'll probably start shutting it down around 7 o'clock or so.
All right. Lots of things are going on around the district regarding accolades. If you can hit some of those bullet points.
Yeah. First of all, we had four employees receive an award from the Texas A&M Dean of Education, one of those being our incoming superintendent, Dr. Clark Ely, as well as English teacher from College Station High School, Courtney Wellman, College Station Middle School Principal, Oliver Hadnot, and A&M Consolidated High School Choir Director, Travis Angel, were honored at a reception by the A&M College of Education Dean recently. We've also had a couple students placed in the top 10 in the National Business Professionals of America contest. That student, Shin Chin Chin, placed second in accounting, and Vicky Yao placed fourth in keyboarding. So two top 10 finishes in the country for some of our BPA students. We had Ag Mechanics team from A&M Consolidated High School finished sixth in the state of Texas. Both of our yearbooks won multiple awards from the Interscholastic League press conference. College Station High School's one-act play is advanced to the state tournament, so they're one of the top eight 3A one-act plays in the state of Texas. That tournament will be held this coming Monday, I believe. And then we've got multiple students from both high schools, A&M Consolidated High School and College Station High School, who have advanced to the state academic UIL contest. And College Station ISD has a long, rich tradition of doing very well in the state academic UIL contest. In fact, within the last 10 years, I believe like 2005 and 2007, Consol has won the state academic championship. So big shoes to fill over there, but they can do it. They're going to do really well in that contest coming up soon.
And all the details on that list you just mentioned on the district website, csisd.org. Also on the website, I see a couple of reminders, one about kindergarten registration and also inviting registration for a youth summer day camp.
Yeah, that's right. Anyone, kindergarten registration is underway. You can register now until mid-June when our elementary schools close for about a month. And then in the couple of weeks immediately prior to school starting, but it's really helpful for us if you can go ahead and go to the campus that you're zoned to and get your kindergarten registered, because it really helps us in planning with the amount of teachers and that sort of thing that we need to have on staff for the kindergarten grade level. So there'll be some things that you need: a proof of residency, a birth certificate, immunization records, and like I said, just go to your campus that you're zoned to. And if you don't know where that is, you can find that on csisd.org as well.
And then the summer day camp, you have a registration opening for that.
Yeah, summer day camp. That is it's part of an extension of Kids Club, and it's for kindergarten through sixth grade. It's for parents who want their kids to have something to do all day, and it is a good opportunity. Go check that out on our website as well. Registration is open, summerdaycamp.csisd.org.
And then wrapping up with a reminder, the Board of Trustees has a meeting coming up.
Yeah, next Tuesday is our May meeting. It's a little bit different than our usual meetings. This one is held over at the Grace Bible Church, the Southwood campus. It's our big recognition meeting that we have every year, where we honor our campus teachers and employees of the year, as well as announce the district-wide winners of our teacher and employees of the year. We also honor our retirees. That meeting will start at 7 p.m., the regular meeting will. But there will be a workshop held over there as well prior to, beginning at 5. Main items of discussion in the workshop will be the 14-15 budget. We'll receive an update on what's happening with the 2013 bond that was passed by College Station voters. And there'll also be a discussion on related to community-based accountability system.
And there's our update this week, College Station School District, and Chuck Kornwinkle with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.